This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
You may have heard the phrase, that annoying phrase that is quoted often in jest, but not really. I mean, when you hear it, you know that everyone may chuckle a bit, but there's an underlying seriousness and sometimes bitterness to it. The phrase is, happy wife, happy life. I hate that phrase. The message behind it reeks of an overbearing wife who's nagging and is so demanding that her husband will give her into her demands just to get some peace. Now, just to be clear, I hate it because too often it's true. The fact of the matter is, this is too often how it is in the home. A husband just gives into a wife who leads in the home just to avoid arguing or what they know will inevitably happen. They will be worn down and just give in. Because it's easier than pushing back and having that discussion that needs to happen, knowing that she will get angry and he will have to live with that, whatever that looks like. So let's admit it, shall we, and just get it over with. Women have power. We do. And too often, we think we should because, we're smart. We can often see clearly things, how things should go. We can be wise and have opinions. And they are good ones, sometimes, but not always. And our husbands, the men in the church, listen just sometimes to make their lives easier. Even the great Abram, the one who God promised would be the father of his nation of people in Genesis chapters 15 through 17, even Abram, the man God chose to start the lineage that would bring Christ into the world to save us, even Abram appeared to fall into the trap, happy wife, happy life. We find the scene in Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 through 6, not terribly long after God had given Abram the promise of a child to him and Sarai. Sarai spoke, and Abram listened. The scriptures say, now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram, see now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her. And Abram heeded the voice of Sarai. Then Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. So he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. Then Sarai said to Abram, my wrong be upon you. I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes. The Lord judged between you and me. So Abram said to Sarai, indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please. And when Sarai dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence. It's in the last part of verse 2 that says it all. And Abram heeded the voice of Sarai. It's a sad story. The doubt Sarai had that God would provide, the servant who was cast out with her son because of jealousy, and Abram who listened, not to God, but to his wife. There's a lot we can unpack in this set of scriptures. You know, we could talk about Abram and his lack of leadership in the home. We could talk about Abram's lack of willingness to stand up for God's promise and hold fast to the voice of God. All of that could be said, but Sarai was the one who started it, didn't she? Sarai was the one who made the suggestion that it was not what God had promised. And Abram listened because Sarai spoke. But it was that way from the beginning. I mean, when Adam was tempted and ate the fruit that God had forbidden, it was because Adam listened, but not to God. When God asked Adam if he had eaten from the tree which he commanded him not to eat, Genesis chapter 3, verse 11, Adam said, the woman you gave me from the tree, and I ate. Verse 12. The problem? He listened to his wife and not to God. Genesis verse 17 tells us that God said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it. Adam's first problem? He heeded the voice of his wife. He listened to his wife. Now, before you think that I hate wives or whatever, that sounds absurd just saying it, doesn't it? But before you jump the gun here, please understand, From the beginning, God made us to have talents, gifts, and perspectives that are helpful to our husbands, to men. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 gives the first depiction of the garden that something was not good, man being alone. So God purposed to give him a helper. And I love that. I love that my purpose is to help my husband, to work alongside, to support, and to help. But my role is to help. Help him look to God, not to me. So just to get real, we have the ability to turn a phrase, don't we? To speak in a way that they will listen, don't we? They listen to us for different reasons. Hopefully it's because we're wise, we're supportive, and we have as our goal to help him listen only to God. So some of our men, if you're a wife, your husband, if you're a widow and talk to the men in the church, they listen. Some listen because they want a happy life, to appease a wife or a woman that will not cause them misery. But they do listen. The question is, what are we saying? And before we talk, you know what we should do, right? Yeah. We should first bow our knees and then suggest that they do the same.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.